harping. How have I walked so far, filled so many hats with leaves, to find a forest where no leaves fall, where each new page grows out upon the last, and the boughs lay down like the arms of cloaks in a cloakroom? The wind speaks up, loses its way, starts over. I drop my arms too and think silly thoughts about prayer. How have I slept so long that I'm this awake? I've so much reading to do, and for once I'm up to it, starting with the nearest branch. With bread and a lantern, I could read into the night. With no lantern, I could be night, dreaming aloud for each tree. When was it I decided to stay poor, poor as a library, so I could walk like this? Where did I set my hat? The smell of mud, of books wasting in the mud, sweetens into something like straw. It's a red smell, but not urgent. Nothing's urgent here, certainly not these questions. I ask them because even the mouse has a song, and the mockingbird mocks it openly, and the river tends to digress, and hangers chime in a cloakroom. This is the sound the air makes with me.